saving money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Barani Nakshatra. Operational style, options versus procedures. Some people thrive on flexibility, constantly exploring new possibilities, while others prefer structured, methodical execution, following a step-by-step plan. Barani Nakshatra, ruled by Venus and symbolizing the cycle of birth, endurance, and transformation, naturally leans toward commitment and structured effort. But planetary placements in Barani, especially Rahu, Mars, Mercury, and Saturn in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses, can either reinforce or challenge this preference, influencing whether they operate with a fluid, options-based mindset or a procedural, step-driven approach. If Rahu is in the 3rd house in Barani, their operational style is purely options-based. They thrive in highly dynamic, unpredictable environments, preferring to pivot, adapt, and explore multiple paths rather than sticking to a single structured method. They are drawn to media, business, or communication-based roles, where their ability to manipulate situations and shift direction instantly becomes an asset. However, this can also lead to restlessness and an inability to see things through, clashing with Barani's natural inclination for steady transformation. If Rahu is in the 6th house, the operational style remains options-driven, but with a problem-solving twist. They thrive in competitive or conflict-driven environments, preferring to experiment with multiple solutions rather than following fixed routines. This works well in crisis management, entrepreneurship, or unconventional service roles, but may cause frustration in rigid job structures that demand consistency. If Mars is in the 3rd house in Barani, they operate with aggressive flexibility, meaning they make fast, instinctive decisions, but with an element of force and persistence. They may engage in trial and error methods, constantly testing new challenges and techniques until they find what works best. However, this can lead to impulsivity and unnecessary risks, disrupting Barani's inherent ability to endure and refine experiences before transformation occurs. If Mars is in the 6th house, their operational style shifts toward a hybrid approach. They still prefer action and change, but integrate structured strategies to achieve their goals. This placement makes them highly disciplined in work and fitness, but may create a need for controlled aggression to ensure long-term success rather than burning out from short-term victories. If Mercury is in the 6th house in Barani, they follow a procedural, structured approach, focusing on efficiency, analysis, and step-by-step refinement. They prefer organized workflows, predictable routines, and measurable progress, making them excellent in administrative, technical, or health-related professions. Unlike Mars, which thrives on spontaneous adjustments, Mercury in this position ensures that each action is well calculated and executed according to a pre-designed method. However, this can lead to overthinking and excessive focus on details, slowing down the natural transformative energy of Barani. If Saturn is in the 10th house in Barani, their operational style is deeply procedural, systematic, and long-term oriented. They thrive in hierarchical, rule-based environments, excelling in structured leadership roles, corporate settings, or governance. Their methodical nature aligns well with Barani's commitment to endurance and transformation, allowing them to build legacies rather than chase quick success. However, this placement may also create rigidity, resistance to change, or excessive fear of failure, leading them to stick to traditional methods even when innovation is needed. Bharani Nakshatra inherently values commitment, responsibility, and transformation, making it more aligned with procedural work styles that require structured effort and persistence. However, planetary influences can push them toward flexibility, adaptability, or even erratic decision-making, requiring them to balance their need for consistency with an openness to new opportunities. Those who master this balance become powerful strategists capable of navigating both discipline and adaptability in pursuit of long-term success. Hapbarani Nakshatra, general or specific? Some people see the bigger picture, focusing on overarching themes and long-term vision, while others pay attention to precise details, analyzing situations with deep specificity. Bharani Nakshatra, known for its transformational and karmic nature, naturally absorbs life experiences deeply, but whether they process information through broad concepts, general, or specific details specific, depends on planetary placements. Jupiter, Mercury, and Ketu in the first, fifth, and ninth houses can either expand their vision or narrow their focus, influencing how they interpret and engage with the world around them. If Jupiter is in the first house in Bharani, their view is inherently general. They operate with a broad, philosophical mindset, always looking at the bigger picture of life, personal growth, and destiny. They don't get caught up in small obstacles or trivial matters. Instead, they focus on expansion, wisdom, and long-term impact. However, this can make them overlook details or underestimate practical limitations, causing frustration when real-world specifics demand their attention. If Jupiter is in the ninth house, their general thinking expands even further. They seek universal truths, higher knowledge, and philosophical depth, often preferring abstract thought over immediate practicality. If Mercury is in the fifth house in Bharani, their view is highly specific, focusing on details, creativity, and intellectual precision. They thrive in environments where analysis, structured thought, and problem-solving are required, making them excellent at fine-tuning artistic, educational, or strategic endeavors. Unlike Jupiter, which sees patterns and trends, Mercury in this placement zeroes in on facts, logical structures, and the exact workings of an idea. If Mercury moves to the ninth house, their thinking becomes more generalized, preferring philosophical curiosity and intellectual exploration over micro-analysis, meaning they may jump between broad ideas without delving too deeply into specifics. If Ketu is in the first house in Bharani, their view becomes detached and paradoxical, neither fully general nor fully specific. They have an intuitive sense of larger patterns, but may struggle to articulate or logically structure their thoughts. Their understanding is often subconscious or instinctive, making them feel like they just know things without needing to break them down logically. If Ketu is in the fifth house, their perspective shifts towards specific but non-linear thinking, meaning they excel at noticing hidden details, symbolic meanings, or abstract connections others might miss. But they may struggle with conventional reasoning or structured learning. Bharani's in-depth and transformative nature makes it naturally lean toward a mix of broad awareness and focused engagement, depending on the planetary influences. When planetary placements emphasize big-picture thinking, they thrive in visionary and leadership roles. But when detail-oriented influences dominate, they become methodical experts capable of profound precision and mastery. Their true power lies in balancing the ability to see beyond the present moment while still recognizing the importance of fine details that shape the path forward. Bharani Nakshatra, work preferences, together, proximity, or solo? Some people thrive in collaborative environments, while others prefer working alone or within their own space while still staying connected to a team. Bharani Nakshatra, known for its intense commitment, endurance, and transformational nature, prefers deeply engaging work that feels meaningful. Whether they work best in teams, together, within a connected but independent space, proximity, or entirely alone, depends on planetary placements. Venus, Mercury, and Ketu in the 3rd, 6th, or 10th houses shape their ability to collaborate, operate independently, or detach from traditional work environments. If Venus is in the 3rd house in Bharani, they prefer working together. thriving in interactive, socially engaging, and creative work environments. They are excellent at collaborating on artistic projects, media, communication, or teamwork-driven fields where beauty, persuasion, and strategy play a role. They work best when engaging with colleagues, exchanging ideas, and navigating dynamic discussions. If Venus moves to the 10th house, they still function well in teams, but now their focus is on leadership within structured industries, meaning they may enjoy team management, diplomacy, or guiding group efforts while maintaining authority. If Mercury is in the 6th house in Barani, they prefer proximity-based work, where they can stay mentally stimulated by colleagues, but maintain a degree of independence in their tasks. They enjoy roles in writing, business, research, and analytical professions, where they can engage in quick discussions, but also retreat into focused work when necessary. They thrive in organized environments where intellectual engagement is high, but autonomy is respected. If Mercury is in the 10th house, their preference shifts toward proximity with leadership elements, meaning they enjoy being at the center of communication within an organization, but prefer some personal space to strategize and make executive decisions. If Ketu is in the 3rd house in Barani, they work best solo, preferring self-driven, independent projects that allow them to operate on their own terms. They detach from office politics, excessive collaboration, and overly structured work environments, thriving in roles that involve deep research, creative exploration, or spiritually aligned work that requires solitude. If Ketu is in the 6th house, their solo work style becomes even more pronounced, making them resistant to routine-based jobs, corporate structures, or environments where they must conform to external expectations. They may function best as freelancers, spiritual practitioners, or behind-the-scenes strategists who contribute without needing direct involvement with teams. Barani's depth, persistence, and ability to commit to long-term efforts make them highly capable in both team-based and independent roles. But planetary placements determine whether they thrive in shared efforts, need space while staying connected, or prefer complete autonomy. Understanding this balance allows them to harness their strongest work style and maximize their potential.